What's up, wrestling fans? Welcome to episode number 491 of the Smart Guy Moments Smack Talk podcast, Hot Tags of the Week, where I'll be giving you a breakdown of some of the current events, rumors, news, gossip, thoughts on different things, you know, the usual rundown here of the world of professional wrestling over the past few days. I am flying solo for this edition, just Tony Mango here, no Rob this week. Not a whole lot going on. Time schedules also factoring into this, so it just seemed like it's one of those weeks where, to be perfectly honest, not expecting to have a long one here, and I'm not going to keep you guys longer than what you need to be. We're just going to kind of barrel through here a little bit as well. But of course, even though there aren't tons and tons of things to talk about, there still are a couple things to talk about. So I want to know what you have to say about these topics. So the best thing for us to do is to leave a comment below on YouTube. While you're over there, if you're not subscribed already, hit that little button. You know, it helps out quite a bit. Ring those little notification bells as well. That way you know when we go live for certain things or when things just get posted to the channel in general. There's also the applause button if you want to help out with a little bit of spare change our way. It's kind of like a little tip jar sort of things. There's the join button, which is the same thing as the Patreon. Patreon.com/smartgoutmoment is the absolute best way to make sure that this channel and this website and everything under a mango tree continues, because it's not only a huge boost to the morale side of things, and sometimes that's actually something that gets understated when it's, you know, having a bad day, then you end up seeing that there's like a new Patreon subscriber or something like that. And you're like, oh, okay, well, you know, people care kind of a thing. But it's also just, you know, speaking facts, takes time. It takes money to do these kind of things. And the more time that I have to dedicate to doing these things and the editing and everything like that. For instance, I'm doing this 10:50 at night and I got to be up in a few hours and then I'll be up for probably a couple days. So, yeah, that's kind of one of those things where, you know, you kind of factor that in and, you know, a dollar can go a long way. And I think that we're giving you more than a dollar's worth of content a month. If you disagree, well, then I don't even know why you're subscribed to begin with, but at the same time, you know, there's different tiers on there. There's the dark casts that you can only listen to on Patreon. There are the pick your poison tiers where you can, you know, request something that we haven't done and then we will do it because you're sponsoring it. And, you know, just keep that stuff in mind. There's the TeePublic and Redbubble merchandise shops is another way for you to do something like that and help out on the monetary side of things where you actually get something physical in return. But of course, even just hitting the like button and the share button and dropping those comments below, another great way for you to just help the channel, you know, spread the word a little bit and maybe get some other people that are going to join the wave and everything. So yes, definitely tell me what you have to say about these topics, because I still want to know what everybody has to say. But I am going to start things off with just a little kind of mention about something that has also kind of changed a little bit. It's we keep talking about this idea that the NHL moving from the NBC Sports Network to ? Could have been the major factor in NXT moving from Wednesday nights to Tuesday nights. And now that's not necessarily going to be the case. Or not, I shouldn't even say not necessarily. It's not going to be the case, because turns out that Turner won the bidding war for the NHL. And for the next 7 years, they are going to be able to broadcast the hockey games. So then that becomes the opposite scenario. What if AEW ends up having to move Dynamite from Wednesday nights? Do they go over to Tuesdays? And then we could get the Tuesday night war instead of the Wednesday night war. And then does WWE and NBC and Universal and all the other people that are involved in this kind of thing, you know, do we switch over to Peacock? Do we end up just making it go back to Wednesday nights? Do they make up some kind of an excuse? Does it end up being the type of thing where it's like, well, you know what? We actually really thought that Wednesday was better and we're moving because we are going to get, you know, some problems with ratings again for going head to head. Or does something happen where Dynamite moves to another night of the week? Does it move to Thursdays or does it move to Fridays? In which case, if it's Friday, then they're going head to head against SmackDown. And then that becomes another whole thing, because then you're incorporating Fox into the mix and you've got a network channel against a cable channel in a different type of way. Actually, yeah. Is that a cable channel? TNT? I'm not 100% sure. I think that it is. So then that becomes another whole issue. And then Tony Khan has said Well, that's not necessarily going to be the case. So hockey might actually move, not to spite dynamite. So this is very interesting. It's one of those things that you couldn't really have imagined going in this direction, because if literally anybody else would have gotten the rights to the hockey games other than Turner or USA in some, you know, conglomerate fashion, then it just becomes, okay, well, you know, you got Dynamite on Wednesday nights, you've got NXT on Tuesday nights, and you got hockey on probably Wednesday nights on the blah, blah network. I'm assuming probably not Home and Garden, but, you know, whatever it might be. But when you start getting into the, those are the two that are in the bidding war, and then the opposite one wins, and someone that already changed might change it to that, we might see a scenario where Dynamite might go to Tuesday nights and NXT might go back to Wednesdays, or, and we might have the Tuesday night wars, or we might have the Friday night wars with Dynamite and SmackDown, or God knows what else. So I think it's something to really be paying attention to, because eventually they're going to have to make a decision. Eventually somebody is going to say hockey will be on X night on X channel, and then all the chips are going to fall in accordance. So something to keep your mind about. So I'm actually going to just start jumping into the TV stuff. And I would say, let's just bounce around and start off with NXT UK. But the only thing that happened on this episode that I feel like is worth talking about is we got a tag team name, or a stable name, or a faction name for Eddie Dennis, Primate, and T-Bone. They're Symbiosis. Bleh. Bland. I don't like those names. Oh, that's just, it's, for me, nobody's going to remember Symbiosis. It's just a name that means nothing. And I think that, you know, when you go to name a faction, you want to name it something that's going to stand out. You know, the Four Horsemen, D-Generation X, the Nation of Domination, anything like that. But when you just pick a name, you know, Retribution or whatever, something that just like sounds like it's cool, well, then anything could be that. It's kind of the same as the pay-per-view names, or it's the same as just a movie. Are you going to see a movie that's more along the lines of, I don't know, I'm using this as an example, but The Fast and the Furious? Or are you going to see something called Payback? You'd be a little bit more intrigued about what The Fast and the Furious is about, right? Now, I've seen the movie Payback. I've not seen the movies of the Fast and the Furious franchise, but I can tell you that I don't remember a damn thing about Payback, because it was just Mel Gibson does guy movie action thing. Lethal Weapon is great. Love those four movies. They're fantastic. But Lethal Weapon is a more memorable title than, I don't know, Vengeance or, you know, Explosions or whatever the hell you want to call it. Symbiosis, blah, not a fan. I don't know what else they would have called them. I don't really want to sit down and try to think about it, because I don't know what their real end game is. I still don't even know if Wild Boar is employed. So I don't know if The Hunt is a part of this, or if Primate and T-Bone are now the team, because T-Bone is filling in for Wild Boar going forward, period, or if Boar is just, you know, out with an injury, or I don't know. But hey, that's the thing. And on the AEW side of things, let's see if there was anything that really stood out for me to talk about. We had some good matches and stuff here and there. I mean, when you get like Orange Cassidy performs, yeah, I'm going to enjoy it. And, you know, Statlander does some stuff that I like here and there. You got some, it's just AEW's got a lot of people that are good. And when they do good stuff, it's good stuff. You know, good things are good. It's pretty simple and pretty self-explanatory. So yeah, nothing actually coming out of AEW that I feel like we really need to talk about. It's kind of boilerplate stuff here. Darby Allin beats 10 to retain the AEW TNT title. People attack people and you continue the feuds going forward. Pinnacle and Inner Circle cut promos. Pinnacle's going to get the advantage in Blood and Guts. Again, the heels should always get the advantage, because the babyfaces should get the last person that comes in and saves the day and does all that kind of stuff. Nothing different. Nothing going on with the AEW Dynamite side of things. On Monday Night Raw, we've got more of a clarification that T-Bar and Mace aren't going to have their masks going forward, which is fantastic. Now they really just need to change the names from T-Bar Mace to Dominic Dijakovic and Dio Madden, and then we can maybe go back to normal and everything can be better. Not a whole lot of other things happening. This was a lot of, like, filling in the blanks kind of a week where they're dragging things out. You know, we're getting Braun Strowman against T-Bar Mace in a handicap match, and then that leads to a tag team match. That's that whole thing that they've been doing a lot recently where it's like, we're going to have a match that's going to set up another match, and we're going to have a promo that's going to set up a match that's going to set up a promo that's going to set up a match. Same old stuff. The only difference being that we got RK-Bro, Randy Orton, and Matt Riddle. You know, there's something about this that I'm much, much more intrigued about than I think most people would be, which is really weird because you would think that you would be more interested in, like, why is Sonya Deville working with Charlotte Flair now, or what's happening with Braun Strowman being in the title picture or whatever. And I couldn't care less about what Lily is doing with Alexa Bliss, despite the fact that I really like Alexa Bliss. And I couldn't care less about, say, you know, The Miz doing another thing with setting up whatever the hell he's up to, despite the fact that I'm a huge, huge fan of The Miz. But you give me Randy Orton kind of as a babyface working alongside Matt Riddle, and I'm like, I'm into this. This is interesting. I'm you got my attention. So that was the biggest takeaway from that in my mind. I have no interest in, like, Angel Garza fighting with Reginald over Nia Jax, for instance. Let's talk about NXT. On the NXT side of things, we've gotten some confusing elements here. It seems like Raquel Gonzalez is back to being a heel, but Martinez is kind of the babyface now. I don't think that they have a real game plan for this. We had tons and tons of promos and vignettes and video packages and everything. They were just hitting those like crazy out of one portion of this. Cameron Grimes was in a jewelry store and he's trying to buy a watch, and it ends up being the Ted DiBiase has a better one. I thought that was great. Just, you know, finally got that Ted DiBiase thing in there. Was not digging at all the Dexter Lumis and Ember Moon and Shotzi Blackheart and The Way and Frankie Monet and all that stuff. I didn't care about that. Tian Sha just say, hey, Tian Sha, so you remember? Like, sort of a thing. I really liked that Drake Maverick was like, no, I've seen this story before. Killian Dane is going to turn on me. And he's either going to not tag me, or he's not going to be there, or he's whatever, and you're going to beat me up, and you're going to join Imperium. I've seen that match 1,000 times. I like that. I thought that was cool. One of the other things that I thought was pretty interesting about this episode was we got a promo for Diamond Mine. And we had talked about this being a trademark. I still have no idea what it is, if it's a stable or faction or something, or if it's one person. Kind of assuming that it's one person, and I'm kind of assuming it's going to be somebody from the women's division, which a lot of people were speculating maybe that's Tessa Blanchard. Well, that brings us to another story. It's being reported that AEW has essentially done everything other than cross a couple T's and dot a couple I's when it comes to signing Tessa Blanchard and Daga, or Daga. Is it Daga or Daga? I don't know. Whatever it might be. I don't know anything about him in particular. Tessa Blanchard, though, of course, what comes with signing her is the whole backstage kind of stuff that, you know, she's said some things and she's been accused of saying some things and everything that you could see a company not wanting to sign her for. But I guess if that does end up coming through, it'll be a matter of AEW considers that either water under the bridge or something that they can just say, well, you know, it's not as big of a deal, or maybe it didn't happen, or, you know, I mean, there's a wide whole discussion when it comes to that. We've talked about it before as well, too, so I'm not going to repeat myself. But the general idea being, if Diamond Mine is not Tessa Blanchard and Tessa is going to AEW, that's a big, big bonus for the AEW women's division. And it's an unfortunate situation for WWE's women's division because, of course, the more people that you have that are talented, the better that you have the option to be able to do more important and better and higher quality kind of things. So if she goes to either of them, then she's going to help them out, at least as far as, you know, in-ring and everything like that. I don't have a clue what Diamond Mine can be about other than that. You know, if it's like, yeah, when we get Symbiosis, and then it ends up being the name of the stable in NXT UK, well, now we know for sure Diamond Mine is something in NXT. And I didn't expect that Eli Drake was going to pop up and be LA Knight. So maybe Diamond Mine is going to be something else. I'm interested, though. Yeah, anytime that they tease something like this, it might not pan out to be anything great, but I'm interested. That's for sure. On the SmackDown side of things, Daniel Bryan was unable to beat Roman Reigns, so he is banished from SmackDown, at least according to what the whole story was. Of course, WWE doesn't need to necessarily do that. John Cena gets fired and he comes back as Juan Cena and he ends up being fine. You know, they do this kind of stuff all the time. But I think that this is probably a means to write Daniel Bryan off for a little bit. We'll see if he just goes to Monday Night Raw or if he just takes, you know, a couple of months off or whatever it might be. Roman Reigns got a new entrance theme. And after waiting so long, I don't know why it took them so long. It's not great. It's not bad. But that's what they came up with after all this time. They couldn't have thought of anything better than that. I was hoping for more of a tribal element to it. And I kind of wanted something that would be totally different. It just doesn't sound like it fits him to me. It seems kind of like they needed to do something else. So they just gave him another generic theme. Instead of going with something that's got... somebody, I forget who it was, somebody was pitching the idea of this Samoan rapper, for instance. That would have been completely different. And it might have been trash. I don't know. You know, we don't know how that would have worked out. But I think that could have been something different. That could have been kind of cool. And this just feels like they changed the background track to another production theme. It wouldn't shock me at all if he gets another theme that's new on top of this one, for instance. Big E failed to win the Intercontinental Championship because Commander Aziz got involved. We got Natalya and Tamina beat Nia Jax and Shayna Baszler just to set up a rematch. So you have singles matches to set up a rematch for a match they already had and whatever. Yeah. It's exhausting doing that kind of a thing. The only other point to talk about that I feel like talking about at the very least is that they are advertising that SmackDown is going to be an old school throwback edition next week. Advertised, I think, 5 times on this particular episode of SmackDown with saying nothing about it. So I am 100% in this boat of thinking WWE has virtually nothing planned for this. And this is going to be one of those things where they slap the throwback edition label to it. They get people to tune in for a little bit of a bump just because they go, I wonder if we're going to see anybody. And this is going to be one of those god-awful episodes where we get like 15 returning people just pop up in a backstage segment. You know, Teddy Long shows up and he goes, hey, I'm going to book a tag team match player. You're going to go one-on-one against The Undertaker. And we go, yeah, we've seen this joke about 16 times. And then we've get, you know, in the back, you know, look at who and so-and-so is talking to so-and-so in the back. Isn't that interesting? I'm not expecting much. I don't think you should either. But if we get something different than that, and I'm proven wrong, I'm glad to be wrong about that if we end up getting something that's awesome. I'm just thinking, don't get your hopes up that we're going to get the SmackDown fist. Don't get your hopes up that we're getting some return to an old school mentality, or that it's going to be a bunch of old wrestlers actually competing, or that we're not going to see the same group of people, too. We'll probably get Ron Simmons. We'll probably get The Godfather. We'll probably get... It's a list of 20 names. You know, Sergeant Slaughter is probably going to pop up. And look, lower your expectations. That's all I'm saying. But check it out. Could be cool. I'm interested. So that's it. I got nothing else to say. Again, quick edition. Not really much going on, which probably means that tomorrow we're going to get hit with a whole bunch of news. And then it's going to be like, damn, by the time we get around to the next hot tags, it's going to be old news and whatever. But of course, in some fashion, whether it's on an article on Bleacher Report or eWrestling News or something on SmartCat Moment, or just a tweet at Tony Mango or at SmartCat Moment or whatever, you'll probably be able to get my opinion somewhere along the lines about whatever might happen in the next few days. And hopefully this edition was just kind of one of those quick bite-sized little things to add to your schedule and not some 2-hour-long podcast that, you know, lately we've been doing lots of 2-plus-hour-long podcasts, whether it's been on this channel or on the Fanboys Anonymous channel. And if you're interested in that, by the way, I didn't plug that. Fanboys Anonymous, of course, has had lots more content over the past couple of months than it has, even in the past, you know, 2 years probably combined. One of those being the James Bond podcast, A Review to a Kill, which we do once every single week. We've recorded a couple of them. So we're at this point, you know, the next episode we're going to record is going to be Tomorrow Never Dies. But the next episode that you guys are going to be able to listen to is going to be, if I remember correctly, the A View to a Kill is the one that just came out today. So then following, you know, past that point, it's going to be The Living Daylights, one of my absolute favorite ones. So if you are into the Bond series, you know, a little bit of 007 talk, then you get 2+ hours of that each and every week because I just have constant notes that I always want to talk about every little thing like that. But there's also other stuff like the Mortal Kombat fan, not the fan ounce table, it's fan tracks over on that. Same thing, but, you know, it's a commentary track kind of a podcast. And, you know, just keep browsing around on that channel. Show some love over to that blue brand. Hit that like button, subscribe button, do all that kind of stuff. Donate to the Patreon for that one if you want to have more Fanboys Anonymous content. I'm working on some stuff that's like Pokemon related right now. You know, I want to try to do maybe like that Fanboys Fix It type of a thing with that I did with Generation 1. I'm going to try to do that with Generation 2 and 3 and everything else going forward too. I am not playing Pokemon Snap because I don't have a Switch, but I want to know what you have to say about it. You know, you like it? Drop a comment below, even though it has nothing to do with wrestling. But, you know, anything that's happening on Smart Cat Moment or Fanboys Anonymous, of course, you'll see that there's crossovers and there's other things like that. So you support one brand, then you support the other one by proxy. You support both of them, then you get 2 thumbs up from me because you're twice as cool. And that's it for this edition. Just stay tuned for everything that's coming your way. Subscribe to the channels, and I will see you when I see you. But for now, this has been another Smart Out Moment, and I'm being counted out.